We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Still wallowing in the shocking qualifying round loss to Montreal. The Penguins embarrassed by the Canadiens losing in four games. The last team in, the 24th team in the tournament, couldn't even stretch it to a decisive do-or-die game five. Pierre McGuire, our NHL and NBC 93.7 The Fan Insider, joins us right now. Pierre, what can the Penguins do to get past this, to keep their window to win Stanley Cups open?
First of all, good afternoon to you gentlemen. And, you know, quite frankly, I think they need to look internally in terms of what they view as their organizational strengths and weaknesses. I'd say one of the things that needs to be upgraded would be on defense. I think the other thing would be to add some size in the wings to help out Malkin and Crosby. And that's not a knock on Connor Sherry. It's not a knock on Jake Guentzel. It's not a knock on Brian Rust. I just think they need to get a little bit bigger at that position in particular. But this is still a really good team. The fear I had going into the series with Montreal is exactly how it played out, Andrew and Chris. I was worried about the Carey Price factor. I was worried about the Shea Weber factor. And I was worried about the Philip Deneau factor. And all three of those things factored in huge to that series with Pittsburgh.
Pierre, outside of those three players who, especially those first two, just seem to completely dictate terms, what surprised you about just the specific way that this series ended up playing out?
The growth of Nick Suzuki and Jesperi Kotkaniemi for Montreal. Those two players who are very young, both 20 years of age, the growth that they showed at the end of the season, especially Kotkaniemi, who was injured, from the time the pause kicked in to the time the game started, they must have been training their derrieres off because they were completely different players. They were ready for playoff hockey, whereas at the end of the season, I can tell you neither player was ready for playoff hockey. That's the thing that surprised me, and I think most people in the NHL the most, was the growth of Suzuki and Kotkaniemi.
Pierre, do you think that this team needs a major shake up? You mentioned defense. Is there something seismic that you think a big blockbuster trade is in the offing?
Well, I know one thing. Mario Lemieux loves to win. He hates losing, like most people, but he's really addicted to winning because he's won so much. David Morehouse is addicted to winning. Jim Rutherford has become a winner in a short period of time in Pittsburgh. And those three men, I think, will want to make sure that this team can compete as much as possible, as long as they have a healthy Sidney Crosby and a healthy Evgeny Malkin. So I could see them doing something seismic. Jim is not afraid to make deals. You've seen that over the course of his career. If you think back to when Jim first got the manager's job there, he hired Mike Johnston as his coach. He knew it wasn't working with Mike. So that's hard to do in your first time around as a GM in that city, Pittsburgh. And he fired his coach, and he brought in Mike Sullivan, and the rest is history. So Jim is not adverse to making big-time moves. And he gets a real good sense for his team, and I have to think something's going to happen with the Penguins in a positive way that will help their team going forward.
Well, Pierre, more on that potential positive maybe coming up here, because it could happen in this draft lottery phase two if they get they cash in on that 1-8 chance for Lafreniere. But you mentioned that they needed more size, you thought, on the wings for Crosby and Malkin, and you also mentioned maybe upgrades on defense. What kind of players on defense? Like, is there a certain attribute that you think they're lacking on their back end?
I think they need more shutdown capability. You know, Brian Dumoulin is very good at it, but he's one guy. John Marino is going to eventually evolve into that player, but he's not there yet. But he's good. That was a tremendous acquisition by Pittsburgh. But they need more of that. They need more of the sandpaper, gritty, going to close it down. Kind of like Ben Chiarot for Montreal. He played a huge role in that series with Pittsburgh. Kind of like Brett Kulak for Montreal. He played a huge role. They're not the prettiest players, but they're really effective, especially in playoff hockey. You know, when Howard Gill was around Pittsburgh,
sure.
When Robbie Scuderi was around Pittsburgh, guys like that, that's what you need a little bit more of, I think.
Pierre McGuire with us here on 93.7 The Fan. Jack Johnson was on the ice for a lot of Montreal goals, Pierre, and he's still got 3 years left on his contract. What is the best way to handle his situation with the Penguins?
I think that's going to be a meeting with the coaching staff, Jacques Martin, Sergei Gonchar, and Mike Sullivan in particular, because they're really in tune with the defense, especially the first two names, Martin and Gonchar. And I think that has to be a meeting with the manager where you say, okay, where do you think he fits in with our group? And the coaches have to be honest. And knowing those guys, they will be. And they'll say, yeah, he fits in here, or no, he doesn't fit in here. And he may be, and I don't know this, but, you know, buyouts are available, and he may be a guy that would be a candidate for buyout. I don't know, because they just don't know what the coaches think about where he fits in. I like Jack personally very much. I've known Jack a long time, going back to when he was playing with Crosby at Shattuck St. Mary's a long time ago. He was a third overall pick in the 03 draft. Great kid. He's a great kid. I just don't know, you know, exactly where he fits in their team, and that's something that coaches are going to have to decide with the manager.
Pierre, what was your impression of how Mike Sullivan handled this series and the moves he made or didn't make for the Penguins?
Well, I thought Mike coached really well. Mike's one of the better coaches in the league. He's right up there, I can tell you. And, you know, probably the biggest decision he made was staying with Matt Murray. You know, early in the series, and I don't think that was wrong. He's loyal to him, and I know he trusts Mike Buckley, the goalie coach, and I'm sure Mike had a lot to say to Mike Sullivan about it. But, you know, to the Tristan Jarry being implemented, I didn't think was a problem at all. I mean, they were both very capable goalies. So I think that was probably the biggest move that he made. I mean, there's some other ones that you could wonder about, but by and large, I don't think there was much else Mike could have done because he can't score. I mean, he's the coach. The problem is the Pittsburgh Penguins couldn't manufacture enough second and third chance opportunities because the defense of the Canadiens kept them to the outside. And when they did get initial shots, Carey Price was up to the task.
Pierre, where do you think we go from here with Matt Murray as a restricted free agent now headed into this offseason?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. They're going to have to give him a qualifying offer, number one. And number two, if they go to arbitration, he's got an unbelievable case in arbitration. I mean, you could be looking at an $8 or $9 million a year goalie. And so that makes it really difficult for Jimmy Rutherford. And you've got an expansion draft coming up next year. So you've got a lot of moving parts here. It's more complicated than the average fan would think dealing with this situation. So they're going to have to really put their head to the grindstone here and figure out a solution with Matt and his representatives, or maybe they go in another direction. But, you know, the good news is you got Tristan Jarry there, who's really good, and that's a real positive for you long-term, no matter what.
Pierre, in terms of the Alexis Lafreniere sweepstakes, if the Penguins were to yet again have a lottery ball bounce their way, can you kind of put into perspective what you think the impact of that player coming here would be on this franchise?
Yes, absolutely. You know, just before I came on with you guys, I talked to former Penguins head coach Scotty Bowman, and we had a long talk about Lafreniere. And I'll tell you exactly what I told him. If he goes to Toronto, or if he goes to Winnipeg, or if he goes to Pittsburgh, or Edmonton, he makes instantaneous impact.
Wow!
And we're talking 35 to 45 goals in his rookie year. I'm not kidding you. This guy's really good. He's an older player. He's an 01 birth date and an 02 draft. So he comes in much more physically mature. He's got to be close to 202 pounds, right in there, 200 to 202. He's a grinding type winger. He was unbelievably good at the World Junior this year for Canada, where they won a gold medal. He's physical. His pace is excellent. His release on his shot is NHL, big time NHL. You play him with a player like Sidney Crosby, or you play him with a player like Evgeny Malkin, that guy's getting 35 to 45 goals, I can tell you that.
Wow. If they lose out, and they've got, you know, much better chance of that happening, Pierre, how about the 15th pick? If they're in the middle of the first round, can they get a guy that can help them right away in that spot too?
I don't know about right away. It depends on what happens with a player like Jake Sanderson, who might slide. It depends on what happens with a player like Cole Perfetti, who may slide. I don't know. You know, the European impact on this draft will be very high in the first 10 picks, and if that happens, there'll be some good North Americans that slide. But I would say that chances are you're not getting a guy that will be NHL ready. There are a couple that I think that might slide out of the top 10, and if they do, then you got a shot. But I would say more likely than not this coming year, but the year after, they'd be ready.
Pierre, in terms of that, the Penguins would have the option then at the 15th pick to give that pick to Minnesota to finish out the Zucker trade. Would they be better served to do that, in your opinion, and wait for the, you know, and do things in 2021, or to just take the player right now in this draft?
I really like this draft. This draft is far better than the 03 draft, which is next year, the 2021 draft. And I've been saying this for 4 years because my son's eligible for this draft, so I've seen all these players a ton. I would say that I would use a pick this year. I would not move that pick. I'm sure Minnesota would love to get that pick, but if I were Pittsburgh, I would keep that pick. If you notice, the draft was supposed to be in Montreal this year, and the Montreal Canadiens knew how good this draft was going to be. They loaded up. They have 14 picks in the draft. The Canadiens, they knew how good this draft was going to be. Ottawa knew it was going to be a great draft, and the draft was just down the road from them. They got 13 picks in the first round. Teams don't want to move picks in this draft. Teams want to keep picks in this draft.
Pierre, a lot of marquee names, we'll leave you with this, in this bubble, are now gone. Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, teams that I think a lot of people felt might be able to make deep runs. What's that mean for the NHL as far as the unpredictability of this and maybe not having some of those names around late into the summer and early fall on people's televisions?
You know, the one thing is the ratings have been phenomenal. I don't know if you gentlemen have been tracking, but the ratings have been great. We're so grateful at NBC for the loyal viewership, but also the new eyeballs that have been coming in to watch, which has been great. We're really, really appreciative of that, and we're all going to keep working our tails off to make it the best product we can. The fact that Chicago made it through, there's huge star power there. The fact that Colorado made it through, mammoth star power there. Dallas Stars have some serious star power. The St. Louis Blues are the defending champs. If you look in the eastern side of it, you know, Tampa Bay, it's a team that is chock full of stars. The Boston Bruins are chock full of stars. The Washington Capitals 2 years ago won the Stanley Cup. We got a lot of big name players still left going. I know people in Pittsburgh don't want to hear about Washington. I get it. But Ovechkin's playing great hockey right now. So they're legit. And I can tell you this is the one that's going to drive everybody nuts. Philadelphia Flyers are big time good. Right now, Philadelphia Flyers and the Colorado Avalanche are the two best teams playing hockey right now. They are.
Oh, boy, that isn't going to sit well here, Pierre, unless the Penguins, get Lafreniere, and then the trolling will begin anew of Flyers fans on social media.
Well, the facts are the facts. And you know what? You got to give Chuck Fletcher, former assistant GM in Pittsburgh, a lot of credit. He went in there, took a lot of what Ron Hextall did as a general manager in Philadelphia and built on it. They've put together a real good team. And Alain Vigneault and Mike Yeo and Michel Therrien, so there's a little Pittsburgh tie in there with Yeo and Therrien. Those guys have done a really strong job as a coaching staff. So, you know, it doesn't always go your way in every city. I know the people in Toronto are really upset about losing to Columbus, and I know people in Edmonton, where I am right now, are absolutely furious that they lost to Chicago. But the reality is you play the games on the ice. You don't play the games on message boards.
Pierre McGuire, NHL and NBC Sports. We love talking to him every Monday. Thanks so much, Pierre. Appreciate it as always.
You guys are awesome. Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks so much, Andrew. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Stay safe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.